some other kinds of trees like that that you might have around here or out on the farm?
We didn't have any. Well, we had apple trees and fruit trees out on the farm, scuppin' vines and all such as that. We had apples and peaches and everything you could get out there. But
what about other trees that might be out in the woods?
That's these pines, pine trees.
Okay.
What to make lumber out of.
Okay. What about some kind of a shrub or a bush, and its leaves become very red in the fall, and some people, when they touch it, sort of break out. So they say it's poisonous to them.
It's not poison ivy, is it?
There is a poison ivy, isn't there? I think that's something that's bigger than that. Did you ever hear of sumac, something like that?
I don't believe I've ever heard of
that. That may not be around.
I sure don't.
And do you have much poison ivy?
Yeah, we have it right out there. Next to that fence on that man's right out there is poison ivy.
And is it more in a bush or a vine? Or
vine and vine.
Okay.
Well, it'll spread anywhere that poison ivy will.
Uh-huh. Okay, what about different kinds of berries?
Blackberries and huckleberries.
Okay. Huckleberries, is that common around here?
Not now. They used to be. You go to the woods and pick them in the woods just like you could. They grow up about that high and get just as full of berries. So I picked a minimum of them in the swamps and woods where there's water all the time.
And would you make something out of them?
Make pies out of them, good pies.
Mm-hmm. I've never had that.
The little bitty things.
Uh-huh. Well, what about different kinds of berries that you might get at a grocery store?
Well, I don't know if I don't ever buy any.
You get strawberries occasionally?
I can if I buy them, but I used to have strawberries in the country.
Is that you raise?
Red ones, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They grow down on the ground.
What about raspberries? Do you have raspberries?
I've heard of raspberries, but I've never had no.
What about some berries that might grow in the woods but are not good to eat? And
cherries. Cherries are growing in the woods.
Wild cherries.
We had a bunch of hogs get drunk on them one time. It was in our pasture.
Really?
And they all come a wind and blow them down. So I went out next morning and said, them hogs are sick. I said, I never even got the collar. And it was all lying around and wouldn't eat nothing. He was scared to death. And that night, it done got sober. He said, they got, after he found that out, he says they've been eating them cherries over there.
How about?
They're a little bit of red things.
Uh-huh. What about something like a pokeberry? Is that a...
There's a pokeberry.
Uh-huh.
They grow up tall and have big leaves.
Uh-huh.
They don't grow stiff like a pine tree or nothing like that. They're growing, you know,
right.
Different.
Little bush, okay.
Some people eat them. Did you cook them when they're young?
The leaves?
Right.
Leaves. Like mustard?
Yep, and turnips.
Uh-huh.
Some people I know have used to go to woods and get them and eat them, cook them, but I never had.
You never fixed
them? No, I never did fix them because I always had turnips and these people, you know, didn't have them.
Yeah.
Live close to me and they'd go off and get them and cook. But I'd give them turnips, but they were going to try it. They liked it. Mm-hmm. They was from the north, I think.
I see. Okay. What about, I know, of course, there are no mountains around here. Do you have any sort of a bush that's called laurel, a flowering shrub?
Not that I know of.
Okay. What about rhododendron? Are you familiar with that as a flower? That, again, is the northern one.
What?
Rhododendron?
I never have heard of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
when I was growing up, I didn't hear them. I don't remember them.
I think that's maybe up in the mountains, like.
I expect it, yeah.
Okay, and what word would you use to tell somebody? Oh, you were going to say, if a married woman doesn't want to make up her mind, she might want to say, "Well, I just don't really know. I better ask my
husband."
Okay.